welcome into the follow-on podcast here on followoncricket.com. Chinmay Vaidya, Parth Joshi, Anish Tal. We got Cricket Adda's Shubham Kulkarni joining us as well. It's the IPL preview in 2020, and it is taking place in the UAE. India has seen its COVID cases soar, but the IPL will still take place in the UAE this time. We talked about it on the last podcast, or a couple podcasts ago. Anish mentioned kind of the nature of testing and whether those tests were being used in the right places and the types of tests that were being used. Anish, with the kind of change that we've seen in cases in India, do you think it's a good look that the IPL is still going ahead as planned as case rates are hitting close to 100,000 a day for about a week now?
Well, it's not really a good look, I would say, but I will say the IPL will have a lot more fans that will be watching just because everybody will be inside. So from their standpoint, I'm sure they're looking at many, many dollar signs from that perspective.
Shubham, you're in India. How has the situation been for you specifically? And as you've seen around, how has the situation been?
Yeah, so definitely the situation is not that great. As you just mentioned, almost 1 lakh cases a day, so that's not good. But the good thing is that the IPL is happening in UAE, and the cases in UAE are not that high. So that's good. That's a good thing. And then you also have a test every 5 days. So even if anybody gets affected, you are going to isolate him pretty quickly, as we saw with Deepak Chahar and Ruturaj Gaikwad, who got infected. They were isolated. Now they have reported negative, so that's a good sign. So, and as Anish mentioned, that there will be a record viewing. Everybody is expecting a record viewing in this year's IPL because everybody is at home and you want entertainment and nothing better than the IPL.
Guys, let's jump right into it. As we normally do with our previews, we start in Tier 3 and work our way up to Tier 1. We're slotting teams in each tier. We're going individually, so some of our rankings may differ, but we'll start in Tier 3. Parth, I'll start with you. What's the first team that you got in Tier 3 for IPL 2020?
First team for me is one that has continued to struggle over the years despite having one of the best players in the world. I'm still putting RCB in that bottom Tier 3. Reason being, not a lot of bowling there. Again, still lacking a lot of strike bowling, not able to take wickets, and no star power there. And again, a lot of the onus is on Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers again. And we've seen that time and time again, it's hard for them to play those huge innings in these T20 matches. Now, they did add Aaron Finch. That definitely helps them a little bit at the top of the lineup. But it's going to be tough for him, too, to come into new conditions after playing the series against England and, you know, pick up where he left off and be able to score runs right off the top against quality bowling. So I have them first in as Tier 3 team.
Yeah, the other team I had in my bottom tier, I agree with Parth. The other team I had is Rajasthan Royals in my bottom tier. You know, there's been a lot of question marks about Ben Stokes, one of their star and more expensive players, as he hasn't been involved in the England-Australia series. And you know, they really haven't made any significant upgrades to their team from last year that is convincing me to put them any higher. I mean, last year's standings were a little interesting in that there were three teams at 9-5, and then pretty much everyone else is at the bottom with 5 or 6 wins. So, you know, Rajasthan Royals, still a lot of question marks for me. Jofra Archer is a fantastic bowler, as we've seen, but I'm not excited by the bowling support that he has and by the middle order. And even Stephen Smith as a batsman in a T20 doesn't excite me too much. Sanju Samson, we've seen have mixed performances. They really need all of their stars to pop off in order to even be competitive. So that's why I have them in my bottom tier.
I completely agree with Anish there about Rajasthan Royals. As he just mentioned, the fast bowling, apart from Archer, doesn't look that great. Once again, they have got injured, they would not cut. Don't know why he hasn't performed for the last 2 years. Then, as he mentioned, Steve Smith as a T20 batsman doesn't look that great. You need a proper hitter. And too much onus on Josh Butler as the opener, and he hasn't performed in the England ODI in the England-Australia ODI series. And one more point which I would like to add here is they have a lot of leg spinners or wrist spinners, but they don't have a finger spinner. They traded away Krishnappa Gautam, who was a phenomenal all-rounder at number 7, number 8. They will miss him in at that position. But one player to watch out for from Rajasthan Royals will be Yashasvi Jaiswal, the under-19 player, because the management is backing him. And if he gets 14 games to open, he will be a player to watch out for. One more team which I had in the Tier 3 is Kings XI Punjab, just because of their previous record in the IPL. Once again, they have changed their captain. They almost do it every year. Once again, they have changed their coach. They do that again and again. And their Indian batting needs to step up. The likes of Karun Nair, Mayank Agarwal, Sarfaraz Khan and Mandeep Singh, they need to step up. I know they have bought in Glenn Maxwell, who is just getting into form, and he loves the conditions in UAE. So that would be something to watch out for. And KL Rahul, a lot. They are backing a lot. KL Rahul will be really, really key for Kings XI Punjab, because he's going to captain them. He's going to wicket. He will be the wicket keeper, and he has to open the batting. One player to watch out for from Kings XI Punjab, Ravi Bishnoi, the leg spinner, who was phenomenal in the Under-19 World Cup, the leading wicket taker. So Rajasthan Royals and Kings XI Punjab in the bottom tier.
I have Rajasthan Royals as well in the bottom tier. I think Joss Butler and Sanju Samson are phenomenal players, but outside of that, there's really not much that excites you. Ben Stokes has dropped off from his inaugural IPL season. He was phenomenal then, but has really dropped off. Jaydev Unadkat, again, we've only seen one really good season from him. I will say Shreyas Gopal has a chance to be really effective in UAE. I think he has a chance to put on a big tournament. But outside of that, their batting needs to step up. They have some young players that need to step up as well. But Rajasthan Royals definitely in the bottom tier for me. RCB as well in the bottom tier. And again, as Parth mentioned, you know, it's just Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers can only do so much. And even AB de Villiers, we've seen, you know, he's not the AB de Villiers of old. He's not the guy who's going to single-handedly win you the match every time. And there's just not enough around them, consistent performance-wise, to have them any higher. And I know we're slotting these teams in tiers and we're saying there's a lot of discrepancies. And each team has some holes. And the nature of the competition makes it so that every team, even the Tier 3 teams, will have a shot to win this thing. The IPL has generally been very close and it's very competitive, and a couple performances here and there can swing things pretty quickly. But I do think RCB, their bowling has not improved, and they've continued to basically surround Virat Kohli with 11 random guys, and it hasn't worked out for a long time, and I don't see why it would work out in 2020. As far as Kings 11 go, I actually have them in Tier 2. I think they're a little bit better than both Rajasthan Royals and RCB. I think Glenn Maxwell is a phenomenal ad for them. I do not like the price point, but I do think he's a good player. I think KL Rahul proved last IPL that he's ready to take on that mantle of being the lead guy for a franchise. And I like some of their international players that they have. Again, the bowling is a question mark, but I think they have enough batting, and that puts them in Tier 2 for me. Anish, Parth, you guys on Kings 11 Punjab, Tier 2, Tier 3, or completely different in Tier 1?
I also had them in Tier 3 for me, and I put Rajasthan up in Tier 2, but I could be very interchangeable on those two just based on the reasons that everyone has already mentioned, so I won't go back into detail with that. But yeah, for me, I had Kings 11 in Tier 3, Rajasthan Tier 2.
Yeah, I had Kings 11 in Tier 2, Rajasthan and RCB were my Tier 3.
All right, let's jump now to Tier 2. So Shubham, I'm guessing you have RCB in Tier 2.
Yeah, definitely. So I will tell you some reasons for that. First of all, as even Parth mentioned, they have gotten Aaron Finch. I think he's a phenomenal ad opening the batting. And they have a youngster in Devdutt Padikkal. Now, he rocked the domestic season. He was the leading run scorer in the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy. So if AB de Villiers is ready to keep wickets, they can play Finch and Padikkal at the top. And if they perform, then that eases the pressure of Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers. Then you can play in Moeen Ali at 5, once again a great T20 player. Shivam Dubey is now an international player. He has played for India for the last 6 to 8 months, before the COVID, obviously. So he can perform to his potential. And you talked about their bowling. They have gotten Chris Morris, who had a really good big best season. So he can bowl those Yorkers at the death. And one more thing which I would like to add here is they have changed their management. I like Mike Hessen as the director of cricket operations, because if you see their videos about training and the stuff they are doing, they were just practicing the Yorkers. The bowlers were specifically told to practice the Yorkers for like a lot of time in the net. So that's something to watch out for. Then Navdeep Sain and Umesh Yadav need to step up, especially Umesh Yadav at the death, or else just let Umesh Yadav bowl in the power play and keep the death overs for Morris and Navdeep Saini. So that's something to watch out for. And they have good spinners once again. Moin Ali, finger spinner, really good spinner, and he will be effective in UAE. Chahal is obviously, as always, in the top 10 wicket takers of the season. Every year he comes in the top 10. And they have Washington Sundar, who can bowl in the power play. So that's why I think they are in tier 2 this year for me.
A counterpoint to that, and I hear all that you're saying, and I think, you know, there are some good players in there. It's a different type of competition, the IPL, and I think it's hard to bank on that being, you know, translating from the domestic season to the IPL. But Moin Ali, Shivam Dubey, Washington Sundar, I mean, these are guys that are going to be asked consistently not just to contribute with the ball, but also contribute with the bat. And as we've seen with RCB, consistency is the main thing that they have really struggled with. One match, they'll put up 200 easily, but the next match, they'll be all out for 60. So I think it's very hard for me to put them in a tier two when we've seen performances like RCB has gotten out under 50 before, and their batting lineup on paper looks perfectly fine. So I understand the new management. I understand, you know, the environment is different, but it's just hard for me to put RCB in tier two.
Obviously, based on past performances, that doesn't inspire you to keep RCB in tier two. But the one thing which might change this year is the constant changing of teams, constant changing of players. Like last year, if you saw, they had Shemron Hetmyer. He got a couple of games and then he was dropped because he didn't perform. And he came in the last game and scored a 75 or 40 odd delivery. So that shows that he was capable of delivering, but he didn't get the opportunity. So if this year they keep 8 out of 11 players constant, then they have a chance. You have to back the players like Moin Ali, Shivam Dubey, and Washington Sundar, as you just mentioned, because they are capable of delivering. So if they back these players, then they definitely have a chance. If they keep changing the team, then, as you mentioned, then you can't just keep them in Tier 2.
Anyone else in Tier 2 for you?
This year, I've got Chennai Super Kings in Tier 2 because, first of all, no Suresh Raina, no Harbhajan Singh. So that's a big setback for them. And most of their players haven't played cricket for more than a year. You know, MS Dhoni hasn't played any competitive cricket since the World Cup semi-finals. Shane Watson hasn't played a lot of cricket. Imran Tahir played in the CPL, but again, age 40, so you don't know what to expect from him. So a lot of players are deprived of match practice, which you call, which is very important for a tournament like IPL. So that's something which I think that CSK might struggle with this year. But every year we just say that CSK have old players and they just come up and deliver. So you never know. And one more team in Tier 2 for me is Sunrisers Hyderabad. I know they have a phenomenal opening pair with David Warner and Johnny Bairstow, but their middle order still has an issue. Apart from Manish Pandey and Vijay Shankar, if Kane Williamson doesn't play, their middle order struggles. And Kane Williamson might not get a place in the 11 because you want to play Rashid Khan, and then you want to play Mohammad Nabi because the IPL is in UAE. So that's something that they will struggle with, the middle order. And the bowling which was their strength a couple of years ago, the likes of Siddharth Kaul, Sandeep Sharma, Khalil Ahmed have just tapered off. Khalil Ahmed is not in the Indian team anymore. Siddharth Kaul was getting into the Indian team, but now his name is also not there anywhere. And Sandeep Sharma, he looks like a one-dimensional bowler now. He just swings the ball, so he's not that great at the death. So apart from Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Rashid Khan, their bowling looks a bit weak this year.
I agree with that. I also have CSK and Sunrisers in Tier 2. Sunrisers, you mentioned the middle order struggles. They do have a good bowling attack. I think it has tapered off a little bit with their pacers, but I still think Bhuvneshwar Kumar in the power play is one of the best bowlers in the IPL. I think Rashid Khan is one of the best bowlers in the IPL, period, irrespective of where he bowls. And I think you have to game plan for Rashid Khan, and that's what makes him so dangerous. David Warner is probably the best opener in the IPL, at least historically, and he just continues to produce. So they have really good players. I just think they have a big hole in the middle order, and they don't have sort of the variety outside of Rashid Khan and Bhuvneshwar Kumar that can give you wickets consistently outside of those overs. So I think Sunrisers, for me, those are the reasons they're in Tier 2. CSK, no Suresh Raina, no Harbhajan Singh, that's a big blow to them. I also think for a team that won quite a bit on the margins last year and the year before that, the crowd factor and the environment at home, I think for CSK, it matters more than a lot of these other franchises. There's that MS Dhoni mystique. There's that Chennai Super Kings mystique that seems to allow them to pull out games from the middle of nowhere, basically. So I think that'll really affect them this year with no crowds and the IPL being in UAE. And I think no match practice is going to be a detriment, but I think the environment will be a bigger detriment to CSK. So I have them in Tier 2, and I think they are going to possibly see some of the results that went their way the last couple years go the other way. Parth, you have Sunrisers and CSK in Tier 2, or any other teams in Tier 2 outside of those?
Yep, I'm with you both on that one. Those are the two teams I have in here as well that we haven't mentioned yet. So Chennai, you make a great point about the crowd factor. That is definitely huge. You know the crowd is always backing Chennai because of Dhoni. So not having them there takes away a lot of momentum, less chance of a lot of teams choking, which we've seen a lot, right, against CSK. CSK's always able to edge out those very close games a lot of the times, partially due to the crowd. And of course, they do have some big match players. But going along with those big match players, let's look at the top three. I mean, with Shane Watson, Amit Raidu, and Faf du Plessis, those guys are all on the downward trend in their careers right now. And there's a big reliance on them to step up and score a lot of runs for this team. And this team is not going to win many matches unless they do. And Faf struggled in the last IPL. Shane Watson is not a quick starter. And Amit Raidu, not the quickest starter either. So it's hard for me to see where their runs are going to come from to win a lot of games and get a high seed. And unless they get a high seed, I don't see them going very far in this tournament.
You had Sunrisers as well in Tier 2?
Yep, and Sunrisers as well. And I actually had Sunrisers in my Tier 1 up until the end of this England series. I think so much of how well the Sunrisers do relies on Johnny Bairstow and David Warner. And unfortunately right now, David Warner is not in good form, and he has about 3 to 4 days to go in and start playing T20 cricket. It's really all on their shoulders, because like you guys said, when you look at the rest of this lineup, including their bowling attack, besides Rashid, there's no one here. There's not many players on this team, no superstars, and it's up to them to score all of the runs. And they've gotten off to so many good starts last year. You know, they started off being the best team for sure until David Warner had to leave. So just based on his current form, I think they're a Tier 2 team now.
Anish, what about you? Those teams in Tier 2 or any other teams that we haven't mentioned that are in your Tier 2?
Yeah, I think we've talked about CSK and Sunrisers ad nauseum. I've got them in my Tier 2. I had Kings 11 in my Tier 2, like we discussed before. The other team I had in my Tier 2, which I assume everyone else has in their Tier 1, is Kolkata Knight Riders. You know, this team has made, I will say that I have them at the top part of my Tier 2, if that's a thing. I think they did make some great additions and moves in the offseason. I think getting rid of Robin Uthappa and Chris Lynn is going to be a blessing for them. Bringing in Oyen Morgan, who's a fantastic player, especially in T20. Pat Cummins is a nice addition, as well as Tom Banton. You know, I'm excited for this batting lineup, especially with Shubman Gill at the top. He and Nitish Rana really, really need to perform. Still have a question as to who's going to be their second opener. Are we going to bring back Sunil Narayan at the top or not? The reason I don't have them in my top tier is I'm still a little worried about their bowling unit. I think Pat Cummins is a nice addition. Sunil Narayan, you know, he's been around for so long now. I think people are playing him better. Lockie Ferguson, he certainly has potential, but I'm just not really excited by the Indian bowlers that Knight Riders have, and so that's why I'm keeping them in Tier 2. But I do think that they will improve from the 6 wins that they had last year.
Yeah, Anisha, I'm sort of with you on this one. This one was really tough for me, and again, it's mainly due to what you mentioned last, those two pace bowlers. They have two young pace bowlers who played in the last Under-19 World Cup in Shivam Mavi and Kamlesh Nagarkoti. And it's really on their shoulders to lead this attack, and we'll see how they pan out. They're great bowlers. They have a great pace, a lot of fire. But I don't know if they're going to be able to match up to the strength of the batting lineups that they're going to see in the IPL.
KKR, Shubham, you got them in Tier 1?
As Anish mentioned, they have a really great batting lineup. The middle order is packed with power hitters. You have Ian Morgan at 4, Dinesh Karthik at 5, and Andre Russell at 6. You can't get a better middle order than that. And very few teams have finishers. And KKR has 2, Dinesh Karthik and Andre Russell. And even Ian Morgan can play that role. And then if Shubman Gill opens, which he is going to most probably, he can just run away with a lot of runs in this year's IPL, because his position is up at the top. You can't play him at number 7, which KKR was doing for the last couple of years. As Anish mentioned, we are not sure who's going to open with Gill. It might be Rahul Tripathi, it might be Sunil Narine once again. But yeah, the Pacers is a concern for them. Pat Cummins, they have paid a lot of money for Pat Cummins. 15.5 crore is a lot of money. So sometimes what can happen is a player can come under the pressure of the money he's being paid. So if Pat Cummins gets into that money pressure thing, then you never know, he might not perform as well as he can. So Cummins has to perform if they want to get into the playoffs. And Kamlesh Nagarkoti and Shiva Mavi, the management is talking a lot about Nagarkoti, because if you listen to what Dinesh Karthik said, he said that Nagarkoti can bat, can bowl, and then he is as good a fielder as Ravindra Jadeja, which is a very, very big statement, because Jadeja is the best fielder in the Indian team right now. So that is something I would like to watch out for, Nagarkoti, because he's playing in the IPL for the first time.
Talk about setting a guy up to fail, right? He can bat, he can bowl, and yeah. He fields as good as Ravindra Jadeja. I have KKR in Tier 1, and I have them at the lower end of Tier 1, partly because of the pace concerns. And it's a lot of unproven pace bowlers. And Pat Cummins, you talk about the big money. I looked into sort of the big money buys on the bowling end for teams in the past, and they usually have not panned out. When you pay that type of fee for a bowler, you're expecting him to be the number one bowler in the IPL. And very rarely has a bowler that has gone for 10 crores or more in the auction panned out to be even a top 20 bowler in the IPL in terms of wickets and economy rate. So Pat Cummins is under a lot of pressure, and KKR under a lot of pressure to perform. I think last season there was a lot of questions about, you know, their usage of Andre Russell and whether he was facing enough balls to give them the impact that he needed to give them. Dinesh Karthik, I think his captaincy was under question because of that a little bit. And Sunil Narine, at some point you have to feel like the gimmick is up, that somebody is going to figure out how to neutralize Sunil Narine coming in and pinch hitting for 15 balls at the beginning of an innings. I don't see Sunil Narine having a huge impact this season, but I could be wrong. I think he's proven time and again that he can score runs at the top. Shubman Gill is a good addition as an opener. And I think Nitish Rana is another guy that has just produced runs. That's all he's done. And I expect him to do that again. I have KKR at the lower end of Tier 1 just because the pace concerns are there. But I do think the batting is extremely, extremely talented. It could be probably the second best on paper batting order of all the IPL teams. As we move on in Tier 1, Anish, who do you have in Tier 1?
Well, my two Tier 1 teams are your beloved Mumbai Indians and my beloved Delhi Capitals. They were two of the top teams last year, and I think they both made some really great off-season moves to strengthen both of their teams. I think first with Mumbai, you know, they really didn't lose any key names, and they added Trent Bolt, who's a really absolutely phenomenal bowler and a great left arm option for them. And they also got Nathan Coulter-Nile as well, who's a nice bowler and a lower order batsman. You still have Jasprit Bumrah and Rahul Chahar, who performed pretty well, you know, and the Pandya brothers and Kieran Pollard. So there's still plenty of bowling options there, which is going to be important when you're playing in these different conditions compared to in India. And you still have the same batting lineup, which has consistently performed and definitely performed in the odd years, as we've seen for many many a year of this past decade. In terms of Delhi, you know, I'm really excited for them this season as well. They made it to essentially the semifinal match last year. They have a lot of their young studs coming back, and they got some nice additions. Shimron Hetmeyer is an exciting addition. Alex Carey, as we saw today, played electric innings to help Australia get over the hump today. We still have some really great bowlers. Going to miss a couple of the England players potentially, but I think this is a team that's poised to be really, really good.
I have the same two teams in my tier one as well, Mumbai and Delhi. Starting with Delhi, just look at their spin attack. It's absolutely tremendous. Just the balance of the spin attack is tremendous, right? They have Akshar Patel who can contain runs. They have the experience of Ravi Ashwin who can come in, contain runs, bowl a lot of variation, knows where to bowl, knows how to set fields to help out the younger spinners. And then they have a guy named Sandeep Lamashane. And if you haven't seen this guy bowl, he is fantastic. He's able to turn the ball really well. His flight is fantastic, and he's a lot of fun to watch. So a big young star there. So I think their bowling attack has strengthened a lot since last year. And then, of course, the batting lineup, we all know, one of the best on paper for sure, with Shikhar Dhawan, Prithvi Shaw, and then Shreyas Iyer and Rishabh Pant up top. Also adding Alex Carey. Let's look out for him. He could be a big star as well. He's scored a lot of runs in international cricket. Just scored 100 today, actually, to win the match against England. So, yeah, it should be exciting, and I think these two teams are going to come in the final.
I have Mumbai and Delhi as well in Tier 1 along with KKR, and I think of the front runners for IPL 2020, these are the two teams. I think Mumbai has the consistency. They have the ability of the Pandyas, Rohit Sharma, Quinton de Kock, and a diverse bowling attack centered around Trent Bolt and Jasprit Bumrah. I will say that they will not have Lasith Malinga, and that is a little bit of a black mark for them just because of the experience that he has bowling in high-pressure situations. So I think Mumbai is in Tier 1, but that could hurt them down the road. Delhi looks phenomenal. You know, Parth mentioned the spin attack. I like the batting lineup. I think 1 through 7 is absolutely lights out for them. At least two of those guys are going to click in every single match. And Shikhar Dhawan is just Mr. Consistency. That all he's done is scored runs at an extremely great rate. So I think those are clearly the top two teams for me, and they're squarely in Tier 1.
The same teams for me as well. And talking about Delhi Capitals, Chinmay made a great point there. Shikhar Dhawan every year comes and scores 500 runs at a strike rate close to 140, which is phenomenal. Nobody talks about him. Everybody wants to talk about top run getters, but Shikhar Dhawan is always there in the top 5 list. And you think that things are getting in place for Delhi Capitals, because if the pitches are slow, you can get in somebody like Ajinkya Rahane. If it's a 140-150 game, then Rahane is the perfect batsman to score 50 or 40 balls. That's exactly what you want. I don't think he's going to start in the 11, but if the pitches start getting slow and it's only spin which is going to work, then Rahane can play spin as well. So that's now, I think, is a great addition, which I wasn't thinking before when the IPL was going to happen in India. And they even have Shimron Hetmeyer along with Alex Carey. Shimron Hetmeyer can turn a game on its head at any time of the tournament. So he is a player to watch out for. And the only concern with them is they don't have a proper finisher. I don't know if Pant is going to serve as a finisher for them, because Stoinis down the order takes a lot of balls. Even with Australia, they are just pushing him up the order so that he gets some more time. So if Stoinis bats at 6 or 7, then he might struggle. And as all of you mentioned, great spin attack with Akshar Patel, Ashwin, Amit Mishra and Sandeep Lamichane. So, and Rabada and Andrik Norke in the fast bowling department, along with Ishan Sharma, who had a great season last year. And talking about Mumbai Indians, the thing about them is that they had a 11 on paper before the auction. So that just suggests the strength of this team. And upon that, they have added some great players like Trent Bolt, Nathan Coulter-Knight. And even though Chris Lynn hasn't had a great CPL, but he can serve as a good backup for Quinton de Kock if he starts failing. Spin bowling, you talk about spin bowling in Mumbai Indians, Rahul Chahar and Krunal Pandya. I would have liked one more spinner in their squad. They have Anukul Roy and Jayant Yadav, but they are not proven performers. So that's something I would have liked one more spinner in their team. The negative thing for Mumbai Indians is that it's not an odd year. Otherwise, they have a phenomenal team.
It's not an odd year in terms of the number, but it's a very odd year in terms of everything that's been going on. So in that circumstance, I think this is an exception for Mumbai Indians. I think that if there's any year for them in an even year to win a title, it's 2020, where everything has been odd. I want to go to what you said about Ajinkya Rahane, and as our resident Capitals fan, Anish, do you want Ajinkya Rahane playing even a single IPL match, barring injury circumstance?
No. Absolutely not. I think he's going to be much more valuable as a mentor to all of the young batsmen in our team. But no, unless we have plenty of young batsmen, exciting batsmen, players that can score runs. So unless there's an injury, I do not see him with a spot in the lineup.
One more thing on the Capitals, just because it had so much attention going into this IPL season, was Ashwin and Ricky Ponting and the conversation about pulling the Munkud on opposing batsmen. Do we think Ashwin tries it again? And do we think he gets reprimanded for it?
I don't think he tries it again, just because of the amount of backlash that he got last time. I know he stood his ground, but I don't know. It's a very bold move for sure. I don't see him being able to do it again. First of all, he has to have the opportunity to do it. And if I'm a batsman, I'm going to give him the opportunity, because I definitely just want to stir up some controversy.
I don't see him doing it again, but he already pulled one surprise, so what would another one be? And like you said, Chinmay, it's an odd year.
As Parth mentioned, first of all, he needs to get an opportunity to do it. So now, since that incident, I think the batsmen are more aware that they can't leave the crease. But I think if he gets an opportunity, he is going to do it, because he stood his ground in the last season as well. And if you hear him talk about it, he just thinks that he is doing the right thing.
Yeah, this is his
thing.
That
is for sure, Shivam. He is fully confident in himself that he's doing the right thing. You can't argue with that part.
Yeah, this is very much a Ravi Ashwin thing. And he's made it like his mission to change minds around the world about this. And Ricky Ponting like had a conversation with him and even said to the media, like, yeah, we've talked about it and I hope it doesn't happen, or there's, and basically said like there's a way to go about it or something. And I mean if he has the chance, I do think he's going to pull it. The one thing is that there will be no crowd to boo him when he does that, so it's even more incentive for him to not receive as much immediate backlash for doing so, is there's no crowd there to kind of shut that down. We'll jump to predictions now. Guys, just give me your four playoff teams and then your champion. Shubham, we'll start with you.
Okay, so Mumbai and Delhi obviously there. And I mentioned about Kolkata Knight Riders and their middle order batting, so they are there as well. And for the fourth team, I'm backing RCB this year with the new management.
Interesting, very interesting. Who's your champion?
Champion, very difficult to pick. Someone between Delhi or Kolkata. I will pick Kolkata this year.
All right. Yeah. Delhi, Mumbai, KKR. My fourth team. Boy, that's where the fun goes. You know what? I'll take Kings 11 as my fourth team, because why not? But I'm gonna go Delhi, Mumbai final, and I'm gonna say, while it has been an odd year, it's not an odd year for a Mumbai championship, so I'm going to take Delhi this year.
Of course.
Yep.
My final four, I have Mumbai, I have Delhi, I have Sunrisers, Hyderabad, and I have Kolkata. And I think Mumbai comes out as the champion this year.
My final four, Mumbai and Delhi are in there. I've also got Sunrisers, Hyderabad. I'm backing that batting lineup with Warner and Bairstow and the bowling mix that they have. And I'm also going to go with KKR. So that's my four. And my champion is going to be Anish's Delhi Capitals. I think Rishabh Pant has a phenomenal final match and finally breaks out and goes on to do the things that we all thought he was going to do 3 years ago. He finally goes on to have that career after a marvelous knock in the IPL 2020 final.
Can't wait.
That's going to wrap up this IPL 2020 preview. For all of our content, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and as always, follow on cricket.com.